إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, today's further reminder is about the greatest reminder that we can have, which comes to us again and again and again. And I hope that it serves to remind us of that meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu. Yesterday, my father-in-law passed away, Dr. Abdul Rahman, and I request you to make dua for him, for Jannatul Firdaus and for the forgiveness of his sins, inshallah. He was 93, and a medical doctor. He practiced for 25 years in Jagtial, when Jagtial was a little village. And then he retired in 1982 or 83. And then he went to stay in the UK. After a few years, he stayed here for a few years, then he went to UK. He was one of the old school of doctors who actually were interested in the curing of their patients. And the biggest proof of that was that after 25 years of a successful practice, all he had to his name was a small two-bedroom flat in Hyderabad, that's it. And alhamdulillah, God knows how many patients cured and so on and so forth. My memory of him, and yesterday also was my 31st wedding anniversary, so 31 years I knew him. And my memory is in 31 years I never heard him raise his voice. In 31 years of knowing him, I never once heard him raise his voice. Always he had a phenomenal sense of humor. Aur wo hazir jawab bhi bolte hain, and immediately. So we always smiling, always had some, you know, way of making other people smile and laugh. And the most powerful memory is his dedication to the Quran. The whole time, literally all his waking moments kind of thing, if he wasn't treating a patient, he wasn't talking to somebody, he would be reading Quran. The whole time he would read Quran. The whole time he would be, if he is not reading Quran, he would be in zikr, he would make zikr. He was 93, so obviously, you know, his life passed through different stages, and towards the end he was not ill, but you know, when you are 93, if you can get out of bed and go to the bathroom and come back by yourself, it's an achievement. But throughout that time, not one word of complaint, not a single word of complaint. One time he fell off the chair, he broke his collarbone. Obviously it was painful, but you ask him, Baba, kaise? Bilkul, alhamdulillah, bahut acha. Not one single complaint ever. When I used to go and meet him, he would tell me, read some Quran. Then he would sit and listen. Only this memory was reading Quran the whole time. In the process, he had to have his cataract operation done. And they messed it up. So he lost sight in one eye. So he could not read Quran anymore. Then he would just listen to the, he would put on a CD and he would listen to the Quran the whole day. And Tarjuma ke saath ek CD, there was a CD with the translation, Urdu translation. He would read that. He would listen to that the whole day. Now, the reason I'm saying, of course, requesting you for your du'as for him, and for my mother-in-law and their family. Alhamdulillah, his father, Dr. Shahnawaz, was himself a hafiz and a mufti and a medical doctor, and a doctor of such standing that he translated medical books, you know, books of pharmacology and so on and so forth, into Urdu. In Hyderabad, he was one of the founders of the Usmania Medical College. He used to teach in Usmania Medical College. He was the dean of internal medicine in Usmania Medical College. Many of the senior मैंने क्या हुआ, ऑल द सीनियर फिजिशियंस हु आर हियर टुडे वर ऑल हिज स्टूडेंट्स एंड सीनियर, बट हिज स्टूडेंट्स आर नाउ इन द 90s, सो वी नीड टॉकिंग अबाउट यू नो व्होएवर इज अलाइव इज इन देयर 90s, मेनी ऑफ देम ऑफ कोर्स हैव पास्ड अवे. So the point is that and when my Baba, when he passed away, Dr. Abdul Rahman, he is alhamdulillah family of people who are, you know, muttaqeen inshallah, and whose du'as are with him, and therefore I request for your du'as. But the reason of this further reminder is not simply to tell you about that, but to remind myself and you that no matter how long you live, one day we meet our Rabb Jalla Jalalu. Now what is that meeting going to be like? What do we take with us? Now, Baba used to read Quran the whole time, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the one who reads Quran, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will give him 10 hasanat for every letter, not word, for every letter that he reads. 10 hasanat for every letter that he reads. Now, if you just do the sum, I don't know if we have enough numbers to say, you know, what are you taking to our Rabb? And whether you read it or you listen to it, and listening means listening, not thing playing in the background like some background music, no. Listening means sitting and listening to the Quran, alhamdulillah. So what will I take to my Rabb when I die? What memories will I leave behind for my children and for the others when I die? But as I'm thinking of this, I'm saying, what are my memories of him? These are memories. He would say, anytime we used to call him and speak to him, "Acha, yo, bolo, kab aa rahe? When are you coming?" And that question is the question I'm asking myself, that if now if I could speak to him, maybe he'll ask me the same question. When are you coming? Huh? He will ask the same question. When are you coming? And that is the question for all of us. When are we going? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to do the amal which will help us when we go, because that is, there is no doubt about that. We will go. May Allah give us tawfiq to make the amal to take with us when we go. Not because whatever we do is fitting for Allah, but because how can you go to Allah without anything? So we go with something. It is not in keeping with His Majesty and grace. It can never be. It is not in keeping with what is worthy of Him. But what can the fakir take? But even a fakir must not go empty-handed. So we take something and we say, Allah, this is what I could bring us. And it is the mercy and greatness and glory of my Rabb that inshallah He will accept it. And when He gives, He will give in keeping with His generosity and with His grace and in keeping with His maghfirah and His magnificence. And that is the, it's like the story of the king, where this king, there was a poor man in the village, a poor farmer who was very, very poor. But this man used to always say that when I was a child, my mother used to work in the palace, and I was a playmate of the prince. And when the prince was a little boy and I was a little boy, we used to play together and so on. And then of course he was a poor man, he says, my mother died and I went back to the village and so on. But now that prince I used to play with is now the king. So he used to say this with a lot of pride. And of course some people believed him, some didn't believe him and so on and so on. So one day he was in very bad dire straits. So his wife said to him, why don't you go and meet this king and ask him for something? Because you always keep saying, he's my playmate and I used to play with him, and so what is the good of that? So he said, you know, I don't know if he'll remember me and so on. So she said, you go anyway, what is that? You know, let him not remember you, just go and meet him. So he agreed. Then he said, what do I take for him? Because he's the king. I am nobody, but I can't just go to him like a beggar. I mean, I have to take something. So his wife, she said, all we have is some rice. We have nothing else. We have only, so take that. So he took some rice in the bag, raw rice. He went to the king and somehow he got an audience with the king. And of course, as soon as the king saw him, he recognized him and he hugged him and he said, oh, my childhood playmate, and where were you all these years? I never saw you, and so on. So the man was very happy. He's very happy that at least the king remembered him. And then the king said, what have you brought for me? So this man was trying to hide the bag behind his back. He was felt ashamed. You know, what do I give to the king? This grain, rice, what do I give? So the king said, what are you hiding behind your back? What did you bring for me? So he said to him, your majesty, I have nothing. Just this rice. So the king took the bag of rice, he opened the bag, he ate some raw rice, just like that. He said, ah, you brought this for me. And then he called his treasurer and he gave it to him and he said, fill this with what I have. And the treasurer came with a bag filled with gold and jewels and diamonds. So the man said, he said, your majesty, how can I take this? I mean, this is, I only brought some rice for you. So the king said, you brought what you had. But I can only give what I have. I can only give what I have. So my Rab Jalla Jalalu, what does he have? He said, Kafiru Zam, Kabilu Thob. He said, what do I have? I have Maghfira. I can only forgive you. I can only accept your Tawbah. Yeah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalalu, what does he have? He has forgiven us. He accepts Tawbah. And he said it with pride. He said it as his introduction. Who are you? Ana ghafiruz. Ghafiruz dhan. Ana qabilu tawb. I am the one who forgives faults, who forgives mistakes, forgives sins. I am the one who gives, who accepts Tawbah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to take heed of the reminders that he sends. Every ache and pain is a reminder. Every white hair in the beard and the head is a reminder. Every death of every brother and sister is a reminder. Every day is a reminder. And every morning when we wake up, it's a reminder that one more day is over. And we are one more day close to our death. Every hour is a reminder that one more hour is over and we are one more hour close to our death. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make that day the best day of our lives, because this is what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it's the day the believer meets his Rabb is the best day of his life. That is your finest moment when you meet your Rabb Jalla Jalalu. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make that the finest moment of our lives, the best day of our lives, the best action of our times. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to meet us in a state where He is pleased with us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. I always say this. May Allah forgive us to show off. May Allah forgive us to show off. I make this dua. Allah forgive me to show off. Showing off is bad for us, not for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Forgive me to show off. Duniya ko dikha aapke, isko bhi maaf kar sakta hoon. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us and to be pleased with us and never to be displeased. And I request you to make dua for Dr. Abdul Rahman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill his qabar with noor.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la bi ghayri hisab. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant sabr to his family and to his wife. Wallahi, what khidmat, subhanAllah, a whole life was this khidmat of Allah. May Allah give us the reward of that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our du'as in his favor. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu be pleased with him and never to be displeased. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant that we also meet him in a state where he is pleased with us and never displeased. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.